AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. In Alabama, two teens arrested and charged with murder in a weekend shooting that killed four young people at a Sweet 16 party. The pair being charged as adults. 32 people were wounded in the incident, four still in critical condition. Alabama Law Enforcement Agency Sergeant Jeremy Burkett.
I know I'm tired of it, and everybody behind me is tired of it. We're tired of going to the mothers and having to tell them that these kids are not coming home.
That sound courtesy WTVM. Authorities in Maine say a man who allegedly killed four people in a home yesterday is the suspect in highway shootings more than 20 miles away.
State police have charged 34-year-old Joseph Eaton with four counts of murder and the shooting deaths of four people in a home in Bowdoin. Police say following Tuesday's shootings, a chaotic scene developed in which shots were fired at vehicles on Interstate 295 in Yarmouth. Three people were shot. One person is in critical condition. Eaton has not yet been charged with the highway shooting. I'm Donna Water.
The Florida Board of Education has approved a ban on classroom instruction on sexual orientation and gender identity in all grades. Governor Ron DeSantis put forward the measure last month. The Supreme Court is poised to rule on abortion pill restrictions. Julie Walker has details.
The justices are expected to issue an order today in a fast-moving case from Texas in which abortion opponents are seeking to roll back FDA approval of the drug mifepristone, which won approval in 2000. Conditions on the drug's use have been loosened in recent years, including making it available by mail in states that allow access. The Biden administration and the drug maker want the Supreme Court to reject limits on mifepristone's use imposed by lower courts. I'm Julie Walker.
Inflation news from Britain still at more than 10%, with food prices soaring. Stocks mixed on Wall Street amid mixed earnings reports. This is AP News. Chuck Freeman has a recap of last night's playoff action in the NBA and NHL.
The Boston Celtics have quickly moved up 2-0 in their opening round playoff series with the Atlanta Hawks, beating the Hawks 119-106. Jason Tatum had 29 points. The Celtics went on a late run to finish the Hawks in this game. Phoenix has evened its series with the LA Clippers at 1-1. Devin Booker with 38 points, leading the Suns to a 123-109 win. The Suns rebounded from a disappointing game one, and they fell behind by 12 early in this one. The Cleveland Cavaliers avoided an 0-2 hole. Darius Garland set an early tone, 26 of his 32 in the first half, and the Cavs blew out the New York Knicks 107-90. Stanley Cup playoffs game ones. Seattle won its playoff debut, a 3-1 victory at Colorado. Goalie Phil Grubauer stopped 34 shots. New York Rangers got off to a quick start and rolled by New Jersey 5-1. Tampa 7-3 over Toronto, and Winnipeg beat Vegas 5-1. Chuck Freeman.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.